of the Yosem of the Rabbonin. The tikkun kalacha yadu, that's not a real tikkun, that's only kalacha yad. V'yein boy ela mishum shvus. Mashenken, if you do it the Yisra Reis, I mean you take a real knife, a real sua, the derech of cutting off the shofar, and you cut off the shofar on Shabbos, you're over Yisra, on Yom Tov, you're over Yisra Reis. So where it says mishum shvus, what does it mean cutting your shofar that's only with the Rabbonin? That's magla. It's not a real knife, it's not the derech to cut with it, so it's only Yosem with the Rabbonin. It's a shinui. Loisa say, what's the case of a real lav? That's sakina. That's a real knife. So it's Rashi the dark of the kach. It's a derech to cut the shofar with a knife. They have imlocha gemura. That's mamash imlocha of oikad davim migdulei. So Gemara is hashda mishum shvus amataloi. Maduch, you're not allowed to use this magla. Then that's the real knife. That's only Yosem with the Rabbonin. You can't cut the shofar on Yom Tov. Loi is loisa say mi boy. Where you want to use a regular knife, that's also in the derisa of shiti. You can't use a regular knife to cut off the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara Enochanami again, Zuvi and Sarach Lema Zukatani. It says one case, and for sure the other case also, Enochanami. It just should have said you can't do the Yisra the Rabbonin. But once it says that, it also says already also, you can't cut it off with a regular knife, you can't do a malacha, litzarech, tki yashayf. Right, Avlim, Rotsa, Litin, Latoycha, Mayim, Ayayin, Yitin. If you want to put water or wine inside the shofar, Rosh Hashanah, to make it sound good, you're allowed to. For the Gemara, Mayim, Ayayin, in. Tzadik, you can only put water or else wine. Of the Neirag Layim Loi, that the wastewater that comes out of the body, that you can't put in the shofar. So Gemara says, Masnitsin Mani Abishurli. Our Mishnah goes according to Abishurl. Titanya Abishurl Eimer. Mayim Oyayin Mutter. You're allowed to put water or wine into the shofar. Kadele Tzachtachoy. That to clean it out to make sure you have a nice, sweet voice. Of the Neirag Layim Osa. Right, even though Neirag Layim would do a better job, the Neirag Layim would clean out the shofar better, but still it's awesome if they are covered. It's not the covedic to put Merig Lime inside the shofar. Even though it would do a better job, but it's not the covedic, therefore you're not allowed to put Merig Lime into the shofar to clean it out. But then the Mishnah says, Ein Makfin as a Tenekas Mutkoya. We don't have to stop the kids, the young kids, as Chinuch, from blowing the shofar. So it's a Diyah Konoshu Makfin. Mashma, though, ladies, though, if they want to blow the shofar, Rosh Hashanah, we mamash have to stop them. So Rashi says, Tenekas Hudaloy Makfin. We have to be mechanech them. They're young boys. Eventually they'll become by mitzvah. They'll have a chiyah to hear the shofar. There's a mitzvah chinuch. Then you're allowed to blow the shofar. But it's a deal called noshim akvim. They're pturois legamri. Because noshim are part of a mitzvah shofar. The mitzvah saseh shazaman gromu. There's a mitzvah saseh that comes once a year. V'chitoki ikabal toisif. This is Rashi Shita. If noshim blow the shofar, Rosh Hashanah, not only are they not doing a mitzvah, they're doing an avera. The mamash shalva bal toisif. They don't have this mitzvah shofar, and they go ahead and do the mitzvah shofar, they're over about toisif. Halacha, we don't pass like this. We'll soon see. But I call upon them, the Havamim of the Gemara right now is mamish osim of the Raisa for them even to hear the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, according to this Matiyama. So not only don't have a chiyim, but it's mamish even osim for them to hear the shofar. If they hear the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, they're over about toisif, they're doing more than they're supposed to. We'll soon see. Halacha, we don't hold like that though. Hanoshim Akvin. For the more of Atani, we learn not like that. Ein Makvin, Leyes Hanoshim, Leyes Atanoikis, Mulatkoye Biyomtif. We don't have to stop Noshim either. No, Noshim are allowed to blow the shofar if they want to. Or Rabbi Abai says Lakashi, there's no stira. Or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yossi. Taka Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon. Tatani, we learn like this. The famous Machloikis. The Postik says, Davro B'nai Yisrael. By the mitzvah of Karbonis. That there's mitzvah of Smicha. When a Bailam brings a korban, he has to be silent and put his hands over the korban. So the Pesuk says, Dabro b'nei Yisrael. We darshin b'nei Yisrael soimchin, v'yein b'nei Yisrael soimchis. That only men have a chiyuv to do smicha, and if an isha brings a korban, she's not allowed to do smicha. Divrei Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon Oimrim, noshim soimchis v'shus. That means anytime you have a mitzvah, that true the noshim are potter from, they don't have to do smicha. But the locker is, if they want to, they're allowed to do it. But any time they're potter from the mitzvah, if they want to do the mitzvah, they're allowed to do the mitzvah. So in other words, that's what Rashi said before. If Noshim hear the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, the Rova Bar Toysef, that's according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, Noshim are not allowed to make smicha. The Torah is a dafka darbro b'nei Yisrael, v'loi b'nei Yisrael. Whenever Noshim are potter, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, if they do the mitzvah, the Rova Bar Toysef. But according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon Shita, they hold not like that. Even though Noshim are potter from mitzvahs asay shezman yirama lulav shayfer smicha Noshim are potter from, but the locher is if they want to do the mitzvah, they are allowed to do the mitzvah. It's called simchas v'shus. If they want to, they could do the mitzvah. Shashi simchas v'shus
Alma, we see, afagab de patrinu, even the kroi, even though the posik pata there from smicha, leki surah, there's no issue if they do the mitzvah smicha. Vuadim le mitzvah tasei shezman groma.
According to Rabbi Yossi, it's the same thing. On Shefer, which is a mitzvah tasei shezman groma, that noshim are pata from, they don't have a chiv to hear the Shefer, but if they want to hear the Shefer, they're allowed to hear the Shefer, and they have a kima mitzvah. And that correct task was a big place there. We passed like the Benatan Shita, that if they want to make a bracha, they're allowed to make the bracha also. And since Lamaise, if they do hear the Shefer, they do have a kina mitzvah. It's called the mitzvah kiyumis. They have no chiyuv to. But if they do, they are mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, they're also allowed to make a bracha. That's the we hold halacha that if Nisha takes a lulav, she does make a bracha on the lulav. If she hears Shefer, she does, somebody blows for Nisha, then she does make a bracha. Since they have a right to do it to mekayim the mitzvah, then we do make a bracha. The other shittim and place is not to make a bracha. But halacha, we hold they could make a bracha. Weiter, aber mesaskin ben achi yomdu. You got to work with the kids until they learn how to blow the shofar. Omer Reb Loza, afilo b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos also, you can teach them how to blow the shofar. Tanya nami hochi, mesaskin ben achi yomdu. You can work with the kids to teach them how to blow the shofar. Vi afilo b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos also. Vi ein makvin atinokas mutkoye b'Shabbos. You don't have to stop the kids from blowing the shofar on Shabbos. Vi ein tzach leve b'yontif. And for sure not on yontif. For the Gemara Gufakash, I have this theory here. Or Matthew telling me now, Mistaskan Ben, Achi Yomudov Afilu B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to mamish teach your kid how to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Alma, what do you see? Lechatchila Amrinon, Tikkun. That mamish lechatchila, you're allowed to tell your kids to blow the shofar on Shabbos. For the Tonya, then you'll set a lotion of, Ein Makvin, that we don't stop the kid. That means, Ikubu Deloy Makvinon. We don't stop the kid. If a kid has the shofar ready and he's blowing the shofar, we don't have to stop him from blowing the shofar. But if the kid wants to go and blow the shofar, you don't give it to him. And if you decide to give the kid the shofar, it's better not to give it to him on Shabbos. So it's a stira. So what's a stira? Should you give a kid a shofar to play with on Shabbos or not? So most of Lakasha. Can be caught in Chagil Chinuch. If the kid already is 6, 7 years old already has a chiyuv chinuch, then there's a mitzvah to teach him how to blow the shofar. Then Rashi says, "Mesaskin bam sheyumudu b'koshchein sheimakvin." Then you're allowed to even teach your kid how to blow the shofar on Shabbos. You're teaching him how to do the mitzvah. It's mutter. Can the kotnish legil chinuch? If you have a kid that's legil chinuch, then there's no mitzvah chinuch to teach him. Therefore, on Shabbos, you don't let him play with the shofar. Now, Shaykh, if he does it himself, you're not mechuyev to stop him.
All right, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll talk over the last Gemara about exactly how a cotton is allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. We know that Rosh Hashanah falls around Shabbos.